This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 90 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed over the past 2 weeks as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine. In this episode, we have four trends that we observed that we will discuss. We will also share recommended readings that go along with these trends, and we will peer into the crystal ball and make predictions about the trends we believe we'll see in the upcoming weeks. So, Abby, you want to start us out by talking about our four trends?
Yes, Tim, thank you. Before we start with our four trends, I think we need to give a big shout out to everybody who's enjoying themselves at ISTE, the big conference. Where is it? San Antonio this year?
Yeah, and I believe it just ended.
Yeah,
it ended recently.
So, again, a huge shout-out. We hope that all of our colleagues and friends had a good time. We missed you. And but that's it's kind of one of the holidays of the year for those of us in educational technology.
Yeah, it's a great place to geek out and be at times be overwhelmed by what you'll see there. It's a lot. It's a big event.
And speaking of overwhelming, the other shout out is to the iPhone, which has a 10th birthday this
year. Happy birthday, iPhone.
Happy birthday, iPhone. Which was a big game changer, as you and I were talking about earlier, was the iPhone really changed the way we do a lot of things with mobile networked computing. So happy birthday, iPhone. On to the trends. As you mentioned, we have four that we noticed this week. What we did, as we always do, is we looked at all of the articles that are in our Flipboard magazine that we flipped over the past 2 weeks, and we did a bit of a count, and we discovered that these four items had the largest number of articles attributed to them in these categories. The first category, online learning. So what we saw this past 2 weeks was particularly interesting. We saw a number of articles that indicated the increased sophistication of both clients, that is students or anybody taking the online learning, and providers, people providing the online learning and people designing the instruction itself, that there seems to be a much greater focus on the total experience and a recognition that students want more than just the content placed online. They want to develop a sense of community, and they want to develop a more of an interaction among each other. So our recommended reading is online learning. Students want quality, not just convenience, by Nicole Dobo for the Hechinger Report. It's a good recap, actually, of an online college student's 2017 survey report, which just came out, which is probably the catalyst for many of these articles that we just reviewed. And it's a good report in and of itself. And again, apologies for any mispronounced names. Number two in trends this past 2 weeks was virtual reality and augmented reality, which, again, along with online learning, we've seen this as a dominant trend for well over a year. What we saw in the past 2 weeks were more reports of patent applications, corporate purchases of smaller companies that focus on some aspect of VR and AR, and the big news that the latest iOS, that is iOS 11, I believe, is going to have AR built into it. So as one article writes, AR will be baked into the new iOS. Everyone seems to be gearing up for new and improved augmented reality and virtual reality tools, which are going to hopefully give us new and improved AR and VR experiences. Our recommended reading is Theories Recreates the Holodeck with an AR tech, excuse me, Theories Recreates the Holodeck with AR tech and projectors. This is by Steve Dent for Engadget. And I highly recommend this article mostly because after I read the article, I thought, wow, I really want to experience this. So, but you and I agree, this is our recommended reading for this topic. The next trend is security and privacy. Security, of course, was heavily overshadowed by the recent Petya attack, which was very similar to WannaCry, affected a very large number of corporate organizations. Big organizations in general, pretty much anyone who doesn't have good control over updating their operating systems, especially in this case in Windows. But the other thing that we saw along in this same vein was the discussion of the importance of the relationship among big data, privacy, and students. And that student privacy, as we are recognizing how much data is being gathered about individuals, is becoming a very important issue. So important that it's actually gained the attention of the Girl Scouts. And that is our recommended reading. The Girl Scouts will step into the 21st century with cybersecurity badges by Marquita Harris for Refinery 29. Well, I think this is a great thing. I don't know. You agree with
Agreed.
Me, Tim, on this?
I do. Yes.
It's so wonderful to include this content for young women learning about all different things. The badges represent accomplishments in life learning, and certainly cybersecurity is an important one.
Yeah, it's a very, very important topic and timely one as well.
Very timely, yeah. Finally, and now this is new for us, I think. I can't remember the last time, if ever, that we've mentioned this as a trend.
It's been a while. It's been months.
It's been at least months, yeah. Yes. Okay, so the next one is social media. Social media popped up as an independent topic so many times in the past 2 weeks that we have to refer to it as an emerging trend. There were a number of different types of articles, including op-ed and practical advice for educators. But there were also academic study findings and multiple discussions of the value and impact of social media in educational settings. Our recommended reading is Faculty, Seven Ways to Avoid Social Media Mistakes. This is by Maris Stansbury for eCampus News. Now, Ms. Stansbury is actually a regular writer for eCampus News, and what she did here was make a summary of a report. It's an academic report by Sugimoto, Hank, Bauman, and Pomerantz. It's very good, but the article itself is a nice encapsulation of the entire report. Those are our four trends and issues of the past 2 weeks, Tim.
Excellent. Okay, now we move into peering into the crystal ball and making predictions. We talked about this prior to coming on the air here, and what are those predictions that we're making?
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about, Tim, was that we're making our predictions based on what we've observed the past 2 weeks. The dominant trends, which we expect are going to continue, are VR and AR, online learning, and security and privacy. And that's a fairly safe bet because that's exactly what we've seen for pretty much the past year. But we also noticed that there were a number of articles, they didn't quite make the cut in terms of enough articles on any one topic to become what we consider to be a trending topic, but they're poised to trend. And we've mentioned these in the past. We just think that at this point, seeing these articles, they're starting to bubble up. We think that they will come to the fore within a few months' time. The first one, design and design thinking for instructional design generally. We're seeing a lot more discussion about the design process and the application of the general design process to the creation of instruction beyond the sort of algorithm of the instructional design models that we traditionally use. The other one, and we've been talking about this one for quite a while, is Open Educational Resources, OER. We didn't see enough articles to make it a trend, but we did see a few articles, and we expect it to continue increasing in popularity. And finally, last episode, we mentioned it as a trend. It dropped back to just being sort of a few articles, but we expect that we're going to hear a lot more about this. Artificial intelligence. We saw a few articles about AI. They're very interesting articles, but there weren't quite enough to really call it a trend. We suspect that's going to change, and change relatively quickly, similarly to the way we've seen AR and VR take a dominant position, and historically, how we saw wearable tech take a very dominant position for quite a while. And of course, that's tapered off, but that we expect that the one on the rise, the one to watch, is artificial intelligence. And those are our crystal ball predictions.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 90 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can listen to past episodes of our podcast by visiting our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on July 14.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.